Hello and welcome to episode 317 of Spreckin's A Geek. I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we didn't go see anything. I can't think of anything that actually came out.
Lion King.
No, it comes out this week coming up.
No, I thought it came out this weekend.
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
No.
Are you sure?
Disney would not release Disney movies back to back.
Maybe I'm wrong. Could have sworn it was Lion King this weekend.
If it was Lion King, no, because I haven't seen anybody on my friends list talking about how they've seen it. I know the press.
Maybe that's seen what. It, maybe I'm confused on the press release.
But word. I imagine my friends list would be full of people that have seen it at this point.
Oh, I guess so.
If it came out, I haven't heard anything. So if it came out, that's not a good sign.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's next week.
Okay, that makes me feel bad because I asked friends if like I asked. Jackie, if she wanted to ask friends for like a double date, like, do you want to go see Lion King? And they're like, no. And I was like, you're Disney fans.
Wow. Damn. Yeah, I've not heard. Even the reviews, I think they're finally like reviewing the movies as opposed to the nostalgia. And they're like, oh, yeah.
It's Lion King.
And again, so far, out of the ones that I've seen, Aladdin has been my favorite.
I would agree. 100%. That's not even, no holds barred.
And that's not the.
It's not saying it's.
That's not the consensus either.
Really?
Yeah, no, people just didn't seem to like a lot. And I think the main reason they didn't was because Will Smith was Genie and not Robin Williams. I'm like, we can't. Like, you
that's
can't.
That's funny, because that was us, like, going like.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
But even then, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to watch what he does. I'm not going to be like, he's not Robin Williams. Like, Robin Williams killed himself. You can't. Like, you can't hold that against other actors.
Yeah.
And the studio, like, I get it. Robin Williams is amazing. And was the Genie, but Will Smith did a really good job.
Yeah, he did. Like, I about to say, that movie is so much better than people who really dig, like, Beauty and the Beast. And
yeah, dude, Beauty and the Beast was not good at all.
I don't trust their judgment if
the
they
only,
like that.
Like, the only, I only liked, fuck, what's his name?
The Flu?
No, Gaston.
Oh.
Who is, God, what is his name?
Oh, I don't know the actor's name.
Fuck.
I'm pretty sure that's not his name.
No, that's not his name, but.
Le fuck.
God damn it. And I'm going to think of it like on the drive later today. And it's going to annoy me. Luke Evans.
Oh, yeah.
I liked him.
How the fuck did I forget that was Luke Evans? But I forgot. No, it makes sense because I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, I tried to because I'm like, all right. And like I've seen the trailers for Maleficent. I was like, and I know I saw Maleficent. And so I'm like, what was Maleficent about? Like, I can't remember what Maleficent was about.
She was good, and she fell in love with someone, and they stole her wings, and she became bad.
Is that what
happened? That's what I kind of remember, at least.
Okay.
Maybe the love part didn't happen, but if so, replace the love part with she.
I know she got betrayed, and
she got betrayed.
Stole her wing, right? Because she still had one? She was like Sephiroth?
I thought they both got stolen.
I see it.
So movies!
So much I remember that movie. Alright, so we didn't go see Lion King if it did come out, but I'm pretty sure it's next week.
You're probably right.
So we will have our review of Lion King next week when we both go and see it, if it came out or not.
Sorry.
But what we did do is we stayed home and watched our streaming movie, which was brought to us by Hammer.
Yeah, I wanted us to watch Robin Hood. This is the one with Egerton. What's his name?
Taylor Egerton.
Egerton. Something Eggy.
Tyler Egerton. I think it's Tyler. Yeah. Tyler Egerton.
Sure.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Ben Mendelsohn.
It's Ben Mendelsohn, which I don't know.
He's the only other star in the movie. Krennic.
He's always the villain.
Except
when he's not.
Yeah.
That one time.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank God you didn't give him a villain.
Yes, he's always the villain.
He's not that imposing. This is probably the more imposing time I've actually seen him. Like, he's actually seems unhinged-ish. I don't know.
It's
something about him just never sells me on him being a good villain.
Yeah, because I like him. He's good. He's good, but I don't buy him as being evil.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I think maybe just because, like, this doesn't sound kind of odd, but he has really kind-looking eyes.
Yeah, he's a really kind. He looks like a super cool dude.
Yeah, and so it's hard.
Really, he's putting on his angry face.
He's like, I'm a bad guy, damn it. James Dornan from 50 Shades of Grey.
Is that who Will is?
Yeah.
That's why it looks so freaking familiar.
Yeah.
And that's why his acting was so wooden.
So this is the story of Robin Hood, which we know before. A little bit different this time around. Not much is different, but Maid Marian is not really Maid Marian. She's Marian, and she's working in the mines with basically all of the peasant people. They are supplying the war chest for the Crusades. But the Cardinal and the Sheriff of Nottingham are actually using the local money to support the war with the Arabs against the crown, essentially.
Yeah, and they don't really say too much other than that. It's just like perpetual war machine.
Kind of they're like, it backstabbing. That's all you need to know. Mm-hmm. Child rape. Shocker.
Yeah.
I actually liked this movie.
Oh.
And
I kind of got that feeling when I asked you, like, midway through, I was like, so is this terrible? And you're like, you didn't go like, ugh.
You know, I really liked what they did with a lot of the arrow combat.
Mm-hmm.
The bow and arrow combat was really cool, and to turn them into sniper rifles was awesome. There's a training scene that I hated, though, where Robin is knocking his bow, and Little John is like, put the arrow on the other side of the shaft. And I was like, that's rudimentary first thing that, like, it goes on the side that you're aiming from.
Mm-hmm.
And he had it on the opposite side. It had it crisscrossed. And I was like, that's rudimentary, elementary training. Like, he would learn that day one of, like, it goes here. Why doesn't it go here? Well, you see,
in England, they do it on the other side. That's why.
Sorry. So that kind of bugged me. But I actually had fun with this. It wasn't, it wasn't horrendous or anything, and it is Robin Hood. It's still the same story, but I liked that the story of Robin Hood continues, as opposed to after he, you know, takes care of the sheriff and frees the people, it just ends. I like how in this one, it's like, okay, well, now there's a new sheriff, and he's,
well,
he has a personal vendetta against Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how they set it up for some possible more movies that won't happen.
No.
But I liked this. Obviously, you didn't.
No, I liked it. I'm surprised.
Because you were all, huh.
No,
when I said I liked it, I was like, oh, okay.
I'm just surprised. That's all. Like, it, you know, sometimes it's odd that we dig into it. Like, I was surprised how much
I liked it more than I should have, I feel.
It is shameless and it is fun. It kind of reminds me of a mishmash of the way they did Mask of Zorro. It's very similar to Mask of Zorro.
Yeah, but I don't like Zorro.
Yeah, it's very similar to that. It also does a lot with the, because like if you watch them go through the same kind of flows, like there's a villain that has kind of a vendetta against him a little bit, personal wise, which is a dude from the Crusades, instead of the guy going after his brother.
Right.
So it's like a lot, there's still some of those crazy like things, but it's really similar to Mask of Zorro. I fucking love Mask of Zorro. I really, really love that stuff. So, and then it has like kind of like the modern warfare kind of thing, essentially, of like it, not the game, but it basically makes them military with bows and arrows, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Like they're storming, going around, like they're keeping their stuff knocked, which that's not how you do arrows, but I don't care because it's like when people are saying it's suspension of disbelief. They're like, this is how they use arrows in this world.
Exactly.
And they're like, everyone uses it this way.
Exactly.
And I'm like, that's cool.
Because, well, like, and I know it's training, but like in John Wick where he holds the gun like right up to his chest, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that, and I know it's training, and I know it's actually used currently because, you know, the further you hold your gun out, if you come around a corner, something hits you. I get all of that, but it just bothers me. But it's probably because visually I've grown up with the gun pointed out. But yeah, I liked that they were knocked and ready to go.
Yeah.
I liked the machine gun crossbow thing. I did
too, it was so dumb.
I was like, fucking work it, dude, it was great.
I loved even, like, again, it's one of those things where you have to not take it seriously. And the movie, like, again, like, it kind of reminded me a bit of Knight's Tale, but it reminded me more of Knight's Tale, how it put the modern tinge to it, but more of reminded me of, like, Mask of Zorro and the way it went through its
flow. But it set its rules and it followed its own rules.
It did.
And that, like, it doesn't bother me if you change rules.
Yes.
If you change, you know, whatever, that's fine, but you have to follow them. You can't change your rules midway through your movie to suit your scene. Like, they followed the rules, which was fine. I liked the ambush, like, at the end.
Yes.
Where they lit the fire under the chest and everything. Yeah, yeah, I was like, that was so, like, there was a lot of creative stuff here. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was cool. I even love the little, like, you know, the brass knuckles on the bow. It was like, here's a street weapon. I'm like, this is so dumb. I love it so much. But again, it was cheesy. It was fun. It was exactly what I wanted it to be. Again, I was curious to see how they changed the Will traitor thing from him being, like, his brother, like,
right.
You watch so many times, it's like, okay, so the traitor thing comes at the end. It's like, but you had to see it coming. They'll never make a sequel, I'm sure.
No.
Which, kind of sad, because I had a lot of fun. It was stupid and enjoyable.
Yeah. It, that's just it. Like, I didn't love this movie. Yeah. I wasn't like, gosh, bitch, but I didn't go, wow. Like, I enjoyed this more than A Star Is Born, and everybody loved A Star Is Born, yeah. And I'm like, I came out of A Star Is Born like, okay.
Yeah, no, I definitely had more feelings out of this one going, hey, at least I had a good time. That was enjoyable.
Yeah. So, we both actually recommend Robin Hood, the 2018 version on HBO Go.
Yeah.
We're going to stick with HBO Go for the streaming review for this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into the Halloween spirit a little early this year, just for one time, because I actually want to see this, which brings me to another point, but we're going to watch Halloween, the
Halloween
sequel reboot to Halloween.
I've never seen a Halloween movie. Am I going to be lost? Possibly.
Jamie Lee Curtis was the heroine in the first one.
Okay.
And kills Mike Myers at the end.
Okay.
The end.
Okay.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like.
Okay.
And there will be things that you won't understand, but I doubt that they will significantly impact the movie.
Okay.
So, if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, let us know at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, SprigginsAGeek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Tarskippy.
I'm at Cran Kalis. Again, I retweet things, and I actually tweet stuff sometimes. Only because it's got Evangelion in it. I'm sorry. If it doesn't have Evangelion, I don't pay attention to it right now. Evangelions and nudes. That's it. Yay. Go lewd stuff.
It is funny. Like, I hate that I can see when my friends like stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool because there are things that I don't, that aren't fair. Part of my cycle that I'll see and I'll be like, oh, cool. But then also I'm like, oh, let's see what you're looking at today. Like, and so, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm liking this one because then I don't want people that follow me, but, like my friends, but random people that follow me be like, oh, well then. And I'm like, you shouldn't be following me if you don't expect that. But exactly. Like, also, it's kind of...
Well, I look at it as, like, you know, I have, like, different personas. Like, Twitter is the one where I'm like, I really don't give a shit. These are the things that I'm going to go for, and I have fun with it. And if you follow me, great, cool. Like, the five people that do. I'm like, I don't give a crap. But yes, also make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. I had to remember to, like, loop that up. So you're saying Halloween, that brought up something else.
Yes. I, and unless we missed it, I have never seen Creed on Creed 2 on a streaming service.
I haven't seen it pop up yet.
So, like, where's it at?
Well, it's the same thing with Battle Alita. Like, Battle Alita was...
I think that just came to Blu-ray.
Did it just come to Blu-ray? Yeah. Okay. Because I saw a lot of it, and I was like, where has this movie been? Because I kind of wanted to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
I
do want to get the 4K.
But yeah, like, I really want to watch Creed 2, because, one, Michael B. Jordan, goddamn. That dude. Like, that guy sells that movie 100%. Like, who cares a fuck about Rocky Balboa? I'm sorry for me. I don't.
Did you see Rocky?
I never have watched any of the Rocky movies in their entirety.
Okay, you should probably watch Rocky. Rocky's really good.
The first one?
Rocky.
Okay. How about this? I love the story behind Rocky, as in, like, how Sylvester Stallone, like, got that script. Love hearing that. I think that is, like, the coolest shit in the world.
Right.
Like, I think that's amazing. And I'm just like, it's boxing, and I don't think boxing.
And that's the thing.
It's more, like, human
just
drama.
Just like Creed wasn't boxing.
It's more human drama,
like,
stuff.
Yeah. The boxing is there, but it's not what the story is.
Yeah.
Now, the last, like, half hour of the movie is boxing, but by that point, you're sold into the character that you're, like...
I
love the sweet science. I was sending...
The what?
The sweet science. That's what boxing's called.
Oh, okay.
I was sending the Hero Life Mate messages because I was at work one day, and I was like, I'm going to watch people get knocked the fuck out. So I was pulling up Mike Tyson videos.
Yeah.
And when he was in his prime, I was still, you know, I was like 8. So I didn't fully experience it. Like, I knew he was a badass dude.
Yeah.
But now I went back and watched a lot of his stuff as an adult. And I was like, I would have shit my pants to be in a ring with him. Like, he looked like he wanted to punch your skull in. Like, Jesus. Just watching him be so brutal, and he was so fast. Like, he had the combination of speed and power that almost all boxers don't have. And yeah. He was just so viscerally mean, and it was... Whew. So I was, having a conversation with the Hero Life man. We're talking about boxing and such.
I've never seen him box, and that actually sounds kind of terrifying.
I mean, you could go back and watch the Michael Spinks fight. It would only be 90 seconds of your life.
Oh my God, really?
That was a heavyweight title fight, by the way. So it wasn't like just a regular...
90 yeah. seconds.
Yeah. And that includes, like, the first, like, 10 seconds you kind of come out to the middle of the ring. Yeah. So...
Oh my God. No.
It's... Tyson was mean. He was a mean man. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. First topic of conversation is Nintendo is replacing the DS. They're switching it out. I guess. So we're going to get a new Switch, yes. But it's going to be a Lite, and it's going to be more of a handheld portable device as opposed to a home Switch.
I think this is a good idea.
I do too. It's only $200, too.
Yeah, like I... personally have a Switch, and it is almost 98% of the time handheld mode. Like, the reason, like, someone mentioned, like, I heard somewhere or read somewhere, is, like, the only time that they dock their Switch is when they come home and they just want to put it in a place to charge. And that's very adequate. That's exactly what we do. We have other chargers in the house, but the only time we do it is they're like, okay, we're not going to use it for a while. It goes charging. That's a freaking great idea.
I think it's a great idea, too. I might pick one up at this point just to play Breath of the Wild. But then, like, a Switch is $249, I think.
$230. Or it's $300, sorry.
Is it $299?
The only thing that I was really surprised about is that you cannot dock this at all. I thought they would allow you to dock it still, because it still has the USB-C connection at the bottom. And that's how it connects in the dock. I just figured that you would then have to, if you wanted to play dock mode, then they would sell you on top saying, hey, you have to buy more Joy-Cons, you have to buy more controllers and stuff. You have to buy a dock, because it's nickel and diming it, but I'm like, that's
what Nintendo does.
Exactly. Like, I was like, that would have been a smart move. I'm really surprised they didn't do that, but I'm guessing it's got to be something internal that helped them cut the cost off,
I guess. Right, yeah.
But yeah, like, I would... If I was hardcore into playing, and right now I dabble a bit, Jackie plays it a lot more, and usually when I'm playing something else, if we were both into it, I would totally buy another one. Like, it would make sense if we both were really into it, because one would probably just stay the entire time, the other one I might go on the TV screen, possibly. Right. But yeah, like, fucking A, I'm like...
It's interesting, and I like the concept, and it's not expensive, and Nintendo does well on the handheld.
It does when Nintendo don't. Or when Sega does what Nintendo don't.
I love that so much.
It was good.
That was such a good one.
But I'm very happy with them. Like, I really want them to do a revision of the Switch, though. Like, just do like a Switch New or XL Plus kind of thing. Because like a little bit bigger of a screen would be great. I would love that.
Yeah. They probably were expecting people to play on their TV a little bit more than the handheld.
Yeah.
But it seems like most people, when they do play the Switch, are playing handheld and aren't playing on their TV, which is kind of defeating the purpose, almost.
Yeah.
Like, and I know it's a double-edged sword on the system, like they want you to do both, and it does both well.
I think one of the things I think is really interesting about it is I bet you there's got to be some way where they can collect data somewhere in their user agreements, where like they can collect data of how long yours is docked for overall and get everyone's in general. And like, you can literally take like time on those, like everyone like, wow, like this is how often these are docked. These are how often they're not docked. So like, fuck yeah, sell this shit.
Right. Well, I would love to know the behind the scenes data that all of these companies get.
Oh yeah,
that's not like the important data of like how much time you spend online playing video games and how much time you spend streaming. Like,
how often really... do they switch between how often do they use rest mode, how often do they switch between a video game to a TV show or a streaming service, how often does that stuff like knowing what people's habits are,
just the really random back
I think it'd be interesting.
But even even some of the stuff in video games of, like, how often do they, when crossed at a path, do they go right instead of left?
Oh, yeah.
Just random stuff like that.
On average, how often per a minute does people open up the map? And it'd be like 25 times. Like, oh my god, that many times. So I'm going, boop, 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 boop. I'd find it very intriguing.
It would be nice. It would be interesting to see that sort of data. Not the spying on you data, but the collecting your data.
Habits, I guess, would be really interesting to see, because I know that shit has to influence it.
Because, I hate the Facebook data.
Yeah.
When you're, on the toilet and you're like, man, you know what I haven't had in a long time? A milkshake.
And it's like,
and the Facebook's like, milkshake, you're like, fuck off.
Yeah, I hate... The craziest one still is I was talking through Facebook chat to a friend, and we were talking about dogs, and I was like, man, just thinking about grooming, and then I got a call from a groomer.
You got a call?
I got a fucking call. It was the weirdest thing. I have no idea if it's... I have to assume it's connected.
Yeah.
That is the creepiest shit ever. I
dog groomers don't call you unless they're like your dog groomer, and then they're scheduling their follow-up.
It was the weirdest shit. I'm like, I don't have a dog. I don't have a groomer. I'm like, what the fuck? That was the creepiest thing I've ever had.
Yeah, that's too much. Mm-hmm. Like,
I was like, okay, you can ease off.
Yeah, right? Leave me alone a little bit. All right, news story number two. It looks like we're getting another Power Rangers movie.
I didn't see this one. I'm really surprised.
So there was an interview with the Red Ranger. I can't think of his name. But I didn't even know this until I was reading the article. The dude who was the Red Ranger, I think his name was like Dacker or something.
Uh-huh.
He's Billy in Stranger Things. The creepy dude with the mustache. Have you seen season two?
No, I've not seen season two.
Okay, never mind.
I need to watch season two.
But I was like, oh my god, he is! And I didn't realize it until I read the article. But apparently he was doing a Reddit AMA, and somebody asked him about a new Power Rangers movie. And he said, well, as far as I know, there's another one coming out, but it's not with the cast that was in the movie.
It makes me so sad.
Yeah, like... I don't care about Power Rangers at all, and I liked the movie.
The movie was, again, more fun than I thought I would have with it.
And I didn't Rita, but whatever.
Rita was the worst part about it.
Yeah.
Well, Goldar was probably the worst part about it, but like...
Yeah, but Goldar was just... Yeah. Goldar was there, Rita was the driving
force. But like, every one of those kids did a really good job. Mm-hmm. Like, I was actually really impressed by that kind of stuff. So I was a little sad they're gonna do it. I'm like...
It doesn't make sense.
It's one of those funny things. You say you want new stuff, but you also kind of old stuff. My thought is when you had a successful cast, give them more movies.
Yeah.
When you don't, then I'm like, okay, reboot, but it seems odd.
But do you need to reboot when you just had a reboot?
Unless they're going to iterate it and say, now we're on the next generation or something, like they do with the TV shows.
I mean, maybe you could have them pass it down, I guess, but I don't think I don't think it's going to be a Ninja Steel Power Rangers. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, because that is what everybody knows.
That, and I don't want that.
Right.
I don't want it, it's too soon. That is definitely too soon. So I'm like, eh.
It just seems really odd.
Yeah. Weird decisions to make.
And just after we finished recording last week, we got a surprise drop for a trailer for Mulan.
I mean, I'm...
I know I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
And I hope it's good. The trailer left me very underwhelmed.
Yeah, it's... I kind of get the tone they're going for, because they're going more for a Chinese epic.
Fine.
Which is cool, yeah. And someone's like, there's no singing. I'm like, I don't care.
Just because there's no singing in the trailer doesn't mean there's not going to be any singing in the movie.
And there very well could be. I don't care either way. I'm like, I want it to be good.
Right.
And I've seen... We're on our 6th?
Who knows at this
7th,
point?
7th, live action?
No, we gotta be more than that.
Let's see.
Dumbo, Mary Poppins. Well, are we gonna count?
I wanna say remakes of animated films. So Dumbo does count.
Okay, Dumbo counts.
We have...
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, Jungle Book.
Cinderella.
Aladdin, Cinderella.
Lion King.
And then Lion King, so that's 6. And then there's gonna be Mulan, and there's gonna be Little Mermaid.
Right.
I don't know if we're missing anything else. I don't know.
That's all I can think of at the moment.
So, they're rolling in this many, and I'm like, I haven't seen anything besides, Aladdin was good.
Mm-hmm. But it was different.
Nothing's been really, eye-opening amazing. So I'm like, hey, this would be great.
I even the Netflix Jungle Book.
I want to see something, really kind of, astounding that gives a fun new turn on it. And I'm hoping this says the trailer's okay. I'm like, cool. Literally, I saw it. I was like, all right, and scroll down.
Everybody's like, oh my god, this looks amazing. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It looks amazing because you like Mulan,
it looks the anime pretty. Movie.
It looks fine, yeah. But there's nothing there that makes me say, oh my god, I'm going to see this, other than it's Mulan, yes. And I know I'm going to see it.
Take the nostalgia out of it. Yep. Take the Mulan out of it.
If it was not... The Great Wall...
Oh, fuck, that movie's so much fun.
But if it was something else, people would not be like, looks amazing, and be like, all right, and?
Yeah, so, I agree.
And that is I mean, granted, Disney doesn't find it as a problem. I find it more of a problem where people can't put aside the name of what is attached to a project.
I mean, it's the rose-tinted glasses.
It is.
And I totally get it, and it's... Again, I'll see it. I'm going to be there. It's the same thing with Lion King, same thing with Little Mermaid.
Yeah, of course I'll be there.
I just, I want it to be good. I want it to earn my admiration rather than just say, hey, by the way, nostalgia,
poop. Remember when you watched this in the 90s? It's the same thing, but live action. So you love it, don't you?
Berries. Although, again, I hope it does some really, like, my thing is if they do Chinese epic stuff, I'm like, I want it to be gorgeous.
Well, and you're not going to have Mushu.
No, because Mushu is...
But, like, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. Because it would break the tone from what looks like they're doing in this one.
Yes.
It would make no fucking sense.
Right. I'm sure you'll have some sort of dragon vision or something.
Yeah.
But dragons are very ingrained in their culture, so it makes sense.
And it's to be respectful, too, kind of thing. Like, yeah. We made it a little cartoon character. You can have a little fun side. Shocker. Go Disney. Yeah. We respect things.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to the...
You get the D. I'm sorry.
She wants the D. Man, did you see... Yeah, you did.
What?
The brawl in Disneyland?
I looked at it for a little while, and then I had to turn away, because I was like, dude, this is...
Oh, it got so good. Like, one, you could tell the dudes were so badass that they didn't want to actually fight each other. They wanted to hit the girls. And then at one point, like, the taller dude, I think he was in red, I think. One of the girls had, like, I guess hit his mom on accident because she was trying to break up two of the girls. And he's like, you hit my mama? And just starts wailing on the girl. Like, how dare you hit?
Oh, I didn't even get to the point of them wailing on the girl.
Dude, it is so bad. So then some guy comes up behind him and, like, chokes him out.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, he's on the ground, whatever, and so he gets up and he's like, which motherfucker choked me out? I'm gonna kick your ass. I was like, dude, no, you're not.
You just got choked out.
Yeah. You are the pretend hard ass. You want to be awesome, but you're not. It was so...
That is so
at
odd.
Disneyland.
Yeah, that is so
They
odd.
Paid like... I want to say there were six... They paid like at least $1,000 to beat each other up at Disneyland.
Yeah. I'm also kind of surprised like security didn't get involved. If it was just too quick, like it was one of those, because those things can happen
quick. Because they were yelling and arguing, like the people that were recording it were starting it because they were yelling and arguing for a while.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It did take security a long time to get there. Now, granted, Toontown's on the other end of the park,
and I'm like,
and there's not a lot of security at Toontown.
That's the problem, right there. They were in Toontown. You never go to Toontown.
Hey.
No. No one ever goes to Toontown.
We go for Roger Rabbit, and...
I can't do Roger Rabbit.
It's so fucking long. That line is so ridiculously long. But you also don't have a kid. Like, Renoa loves that roller coaster.
Oh, see, I didn't know there's a roller coaster anymore.
See?
I just
and that's where Minnie and Mickey are.
Oh, see, I like playing around in all the different buildings and stuff. When I was a kid, that was my favorite thing.
Donald's boat.
Oh. Yeah. But, dude... I was thinking maybe it happened too fast, but if you're saying that it was going on for a while, I'm like, no. I'm really surprised Disney.
And even that video was like 4 minutes long.
Dude.
So, I don't know. Now, granted, it takes somebody telling security something's going on, so I don't know if the people were so concerned as to just, like, there were people that were turning, looking, and then just kind of walking away. So
because they're like, I paid $1,000 to be in Disneyland. I ain't got time for this.
So, yeah, but it was, it was fun. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to us by Hammer.
Yes, I wanted to know, what was your favorite movie twist? Subversion of your expectations. I was curious. I know we got one answer.
We got an answer from TK, and he went with Fight Club.
That's a good one.
It is.
That one tripped me up at the end of it.
Yeah.
And also realizing that Edward Norton, what is it? Is it Edward Norton never has a name? Or Brad Pitt never has a name?
No, because Brad Pitt's Tyler Durden.
Tyler Durden. Okay, so Edward Norton never has a name. They never name him the entire time, I think. Because he is Tyler Durden kind of thing. I thought that was one of the things. I don't know. I remember watching
it again. He creates Tyler Durden.
But yeah, that movie is trippy as hell. Huh.
I'd have to watch it again to see if he was.
That, and I got a bunch of people into making soap.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. So I want to say probably the most iconic would be Vader.
You know, yeah, 100%.
Informing Luke that you know he birthed him, but like the time I saw it wasn't a twist to me.
Same here.
Because I guess I didn't expect it to be. So then when it was, I was like, all right, whatever. Because I was a kid, I didn't expect that impact. Like, if I had seen it now,
yeah,
I might be like, oh, whoa.
Well, and I also think that if you think about it, now you can actually watch all the movies back to back to back versus, like, imagine getting that as your ending.
Mm-hmm.
And just being leaving the theater not knowing what the fuck they're going to do next. And I think, honestly, as a kid, I never watched the movies in sequence. I think I watched, like,
Saw Jedi first.
Yeah, I was like, I think I watched New Hope, then Jedi, and then I think I watched Empire. Because my parents thought it was dark, because it is a darker movie.
It is. It's very dark.
And I agree with that as being the icon, one of the really iconic.
I almost went with 7, because I fucking love 7. 7 is so good.
Yeah.
But I went with Sixth Sense, and I know it's probably a cop-out, but that's kind of the first movie that I recall. It's like, I'm not going with Citizen Kane and Rosebud. Like,
no.
That's the first movie I recall that everybody was like, oh my God, I didn't see this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure people that were 30 or 40 at that time were like, well, we've seen plot twists before.
Yeah.
But that was one where, because of who the actor was, and he had just died in Armageddon, and you're like, Bruce Willis doesn't die.
Yeah.
Let alone die twice in a row.
Yeah.
That I didn't see it coming. And then when you get that twist, you're like, oh my God. And you go back and watch the movie and you see all the red and you see when he gets shot, like, you're like, oh no, he got shot in the fucking liver. Like, the blood is black. Like, he's dead.
Yeah.
And it's just so creative and so well done. Like, I love The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense I actually really kind of want to go back and watch it again. Cause I was thinking about, like, again, the Fight Club one I totally thought of, like, the Vader one, but, like, to your point, Sixth Sense is, like, very high up there, yep, because I remember everyone talking about that. No one, it was when people were kind of respectful.
Yeah.
And they're
the,
like,
the problem, like, was there's a twist at the end.
Yes. But they're like, go see this movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, them, like, harping on the end, they're like, well, we can't wait till you see this one part of the movie. And you're like, well, no, I don't know, yeah, whatever. You actually said mine earlier. Mine was 7. So, the first time I saw 7, I did not know what to expect. One is, Kevin Spacey, didn't know. Didn't see that. Like, the whole thing, Kevin Spacey was a surprise.
His name isn't in the credits.
No, it's not.
And that's what's amazing.
It is. Like, I'm like, holy shit. And then the, like,
because if they put his name in the credits and you don't see him,
you know.
Somewhere. Yeah. Like, and how, putting aside all of the Kevin Spacey stuff.
Yeah.
How awesome is that for an actor to be like, no, I'm on board with this? Because typically they want their name splashed all over that. And, like, he's nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Like, I think that's fucking amazing. And, like, and then it gets to the whole scene of, like, obviously, one, Kevin Spacey, two, the head in the box thing. Like that fucked me up. I was like, oh dude, this doesn't happen. The movie ends. We're good. And then I'm like, oh, we're not good.
No, we're way bad.
We're really bad. But yeah, those were really good. Like, yeah. So.
Especially the, like, and the line of, like, they've got him in the middle of nowhere in handcuffs, and he's like, John Doe's got the upper hand. And you're like, huff, what?
What are you talking about? I don't see it. And you're like, holy shit. Yeah.
And just the way he's unraveling everything to him of, like, I tried to have a normal life and da-da-da-da-da. And then he's just like, oh, and she was pregnant. Oh.
What?
He didn't know. Oh, God, I'm so good.
Dude.
I fucking love that movie so much.
It is a rough one. I can't watch it a lot, but I'm like, that is a fucking rough movie.
All right, so for this week's pod question, I want to know, what brand are you most loyal to?
Okay.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprinkins a Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taru Skippy.
I'm at Crime Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and on Stitcher.
Cool. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. So you've been listening to episode 317 of Sprinkins a Geek. So for Sprinkins a Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.